from over here.
Come on, sit down.
Oh, you are. Walker Hayes on the big time, everybody.
Hey.
Right here. Hey, man.
Hey, girl.
Loving the tunes.
Dude, thank
like,
you.
You're rocking country in an entirely different way.
Well, you know, I hope I'm making country fans proud. You know, and I'm probably pissing some off. And that's
right.
All right. You know, I feel like, you know, anything new that just comes with that territory. And
I
that's
just
okay.
Read a thing 2 weeks ago because Toby Keith was playing in Los Angeles.
Right.
And Toby Keith was saying when he hit, people were saying he wasn't country enough.
No, no, no. I remember when Garth Brooks hit.
Heck yeah.
I had an uncle that was like, that ain't country.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, whatever it is, it's amazing.
Right?
So you need to back off, you know? And that, I honestly, that's just history. Like,
yeah.
that is historically exactly what happens when something comes out. And anything new is polarizing.
Sure.
But it also allows me... fans, you know,
sure.
If I sound like everybody, I don't have a career.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a song that tests well or whatever,
right.
But I don't have people coming to shows.
Right.
You know, and honestly, I just have to be me. We all do as artists and hope that that's what people need to hear.
Well, how did you find your voice in country? Because it was so different.
Yeah.
Like you weren't looking around going, I don't know, maybe you listen to Alan Jackson. Work is
right,
way through,
right.
I can't stop loving you. No.
For many, many years in Nashville, I was looking left and I was looking right and I was going, what can I, you know, what's the version of me that can fit on country radio today?
Yeah.
And then, honestly, I gave up, but I kept writing. You know, about 2.5 years ago, I was at Costco, so I wasn't writing thinking.
Did you have a hot dog?
Oh, I love the hot dogs.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Love the
pizza,
too.
Right?
You know, I just had no intent. At that point, I was thinking maybe I could be a writer. And, you know, that didn't work out. But in the, you know, when you kind of reach that I don't care anymore moment,
yes.
Some stuff comes out of you that is real.
Yeah.
And when that real stuff came out, that's when Shane McAnally started listening to my songs.
Wow.
And he was like, anybody going to cut this material, but somebody needs to hear it. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we're going to make a record on you. And so that's where all this stuff came from.
That's
awesome. And I'm lucky that the gates of the country format are so wide
mm-hmm.
right now. I mean, it's awesome
to turn on the radio. They really are wide, yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
And why shouldn't they be? I mean,
yeah.
Why? It's boring. If
no,
it's
right.
just
country
one.
Music is the only, for some people, the only music that's not allowed to evolve.
Right.
Right? I've said that to people before. I go, listen, when you go to your top 40 station, how often are you hearing a Madonna song?
Right.
How often are you hearing a Michael Jackson song? You're not. You're not.
You're right.
You know, because everything changed. I listen to top 40 now, and my head whips around like, what is happening?
You're
yeah.
right.
I don't know what's going
it
on.
It really, in my personal opinion, it should be about does it move you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
do you turn it on? You want to press
Craig
rewind?
Song, that Craig
Thank
song,
you.
Really?
We're see,
so
and that,
good. Yeah.
That is an example of, in my opinion, hip hop and country. There are only two genres that tell stories. They just say, "Hey, I walked into this place. I saw her. Man, she looked like that." You know, and I love that type of lyric. I'm not really a fan of. Leave it up to your imagination. Like, what does it mean? Unless
right.
unless the sound of it draws me in.
Unless
feel,
you're Steely Dan and you have no idea
dude,
what those songs
hey,
mean. But
well, ain't got nothing against Steely Dan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, and so thank you for talking about Craig. I mean, I am honored to even have a song like that hitting radio. You
yeah.
know, I think my friends who are other artists, they are so blown away that I'm at a label or on a team that would go, you need to put Craig out as a single.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there are safer options on my album. There are options that make more sense, that would have been more predictable. But they refuse to let the message of Craig be hidden on an album.
That's awesome.
I know.
Good,
man, I know, right?
All hidden at one time.
I know.
Well, not really, because you have six children. You've been working on seven.
We got number seven.
I know, coming up. So you've been working on whatever you're doing for quite a while.
I have.
And I also understand that seven is not going to be enough.
Well, I have this.
Walker, how bad is the OCD?
It's pretty bad.
Is it really?
I mean, I'm a counter. Do you ever know somebody who's a counter?
Like,
every single. I mean, I have two pieces of gum in my mouth right now.
I was going to ask if you're counting your own syllables.
I don't count my syllables, but I will. Like right now, my gum is tucked in my mouth. I'll give it two chews and tuck it back. Like,
wow.
Everything is twos. And I don't know why. This is an even number. It's
well,
a weird.
How many boys do you have? How many girls?
3 and 3. So it was perfect. I
mean, things. At 7, you're going to lose
things,
your mind for
things
a while.
Were perfect. Yeah. So we'll see. But I have a dog. So I kind of am like.
You can count that.
It's 8 organisms.
I got you.
In the house.
I got you.
And she is 6, so we have 2 6-year-olds. So yeah, there's a weird balance. We'll see if it's enough. But
I was kidding about the OCD, really is, but it's right there.
No,
it's
real.
For real.
Yeah, it's for real.
My wife is. There's sometimes where she's like a little bit concerned.
No, yeah. I say that to my might as well be husband because he's a little on the spectrum, and I'm like, are you counting? Stop counting.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't count. I'm like, I know you're counting. He's like,
really?
I don't count. Yeah, you might have been to it.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
Good for you, though.
Relax. Oh, leave him alone.
He should relax and let me and say, yeah, I'm counting, and then I leave him alone.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean?
Right.
You
have the balance, yeah.
Exactly. That's the yin
give and take. Yes.
Exactly. All right. Am I saying it? Are you okay now?
I'm okay.
Good. All right. We're so glad. I'm so glad you came by.
Thank you.
Really
Thank you for
exciting
having
stuff.
I'm just glad, honestly, glad to have a reason to be here, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty
were
cool.
Were you here last year?
No. You know, actually, yes. Yes, I was.
It was not in this hotel. It was a different hotel.
I was not in this hotel, and I was a little further back, you know, like nothing. We had just put out. You broke up with me, so
right.
So things are a little bit different this year.
Well, because I'm sure at that point everybody's kind of just like, "Oh, this is a guy who does
they were,
different."
They were,
yeah.
They were like, "Ah, I like that song, but I don't know what it's going to happen to
right.
it." So
it did pretty darn well.
It's cool.
Congratulations, man, on
Thank
everything.
You.
Walker
Thank
Hayes,
you.
Everybody.
Thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you, man.